Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
States on One Network, all out of Ohio. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right here from the get-go, we go live to Tony Fayeg, who is there, in fact, very close to center stage where it all unfolded. Hey, Tony from TRN, thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Great to be with you and your listeners, Kate. How are you doing?
Awesome. Let's talk about the, I called it the kids' table, meaning the candidates who didn't make it onto the primetime festivities, the debate.
Yeah.
But I heard and I saw that what most of the conversation now has been hours later is about Carly Fiorina and how she did. Did you feel that she came out head and shoulders better than anyone else?
There was no doubt that she made the most of the opportunity. Some people called it the kids table. Some people called it the happy hour debate because it was hosted at 5 o'clock. It was clear that she was confident going into it. She made her points. She pivoted to Hillary more than anybody else, which I think many felt was not done enough in both debates. And she showed a level of confidence and confidence. I think that really made her a clear winner. Now, look, that being said, I think Rick Perry helped himself in that debate on policy points. Bobby Jindal did as well. I think Dorothy Tacky did fairly well. But if you want to really handicap and say who emerged from that crowd as potentially able to climb into that top tier, I think without a doubt it would be surprising if Carlos Giorini now finds herself in the top 10 based on her performance today.
Yeah, and it looked like a lot of people, as soon as she came off the stage, everybody, she was the clear winner, that everybody was rushing up to her. So it was kind of her moment, right?
It was her moment for sure. In fact, you know, I've been covering these things for a while, and I've been a communications person for a while. We always laughingly say that when you're in the spin room, you got to find the person who has the biggest press gaggle around them. That's how you know who won the debate. And there was absolutely no contest. Carly sucked up a lot of that energy, and rightfully so. You know, she was poised. She had a message. She was clear and confident. And, you know, when you really think about the nuance of leveling attacks on our opponent, particularly likely to be Hillary Clinton, she's proven to be particularly adept, much more than, you know, some would argue a Donald Trump or even a Jeb Bush, not only in her capacity, but her willingness to go on the offensive. And she does quite well. And, you know, you got her, I think, a very clear, decisive win today.
All right, so we jump up to the real thing, primetime Donald Trump. That's what everybody wanted to know, how Donald Trump was going to do. How do you think he did?
Well, look, from the perspective of attention, he certainly got it. From the perspective of candor, he certainly delivered it. I had not been very sure whether or not Trump was going to alter his strategy. I didn't think he would, and clearly he didn't. That being said, I think what you did see tonight was a much more pointed attempt to kind of push back Donald Trump from his fellow candidates. Rand Paul, from the onset, kind of took him on. And, you know, you had others bringing up his lack of consistency and his conservatism. You know, even the debate moderators had reminded Donald Trump about some of his more inflammatory comments, particularly toward women that were degrading, the fact that he's advocated for some sort of single payer healthcare system in the past, the fact that he's obviously been the beneficiary of crony capitalism and government largesse, you know, filed bankruptcy four times. So, listen, he gave it back as much as he got it tonight. He got it as much as he gave it back tonight. And I do think you might not see him lose a lot of support, but there is this feeling that maybe Trump's hand has kind of met its last kind of ace after tonight, particularly as an engagement, not so nice engagement with Megyn Kelly at one point.
Yeah, that's what I would say. That's what I think. I think he made a huge mistake with Megyn Kelly when she questioned him, calling women fat pigs, dogs, slobs, that whole thing. And then he said, well, that was Rosie O'Donnell made a joke. And I think that could blow back on him. But bigger blowback, really, I think, is when he wouldn't rule out a third-party run because you could hear the audience hissing, and you were there, and you heard that.
No doubt. And, you know, this unfortunately reinforces this idea that Donald Trump is really on a singular mission, and that's for his own promotion. And I think that question set a very aggressive tone, in some cases maybe not a great aggressive tone. For the debate, there was a lot of combativeness from the onset. I wonder what the debate would have been like had that been the last question asked. But look, you know what? Donald Trump has made it very clear that, you know, he's not committing to rule out anything, and he views it as leverage and obviously a negotiation. You know, that's how he works, and that's also kind of what's made him popular. So I don't know why he would alter that strategy, even though clearly it would be to the benefit of the party to unite against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I thought Marco Rubio came out really well, really eloquent. He was aggressive on some things, but didn't attack anybody, made his case for the reason why he was running. If I were going to pick a winner, I would have to say I thought he won. Who do you think won?
I think you nailed it, Kate. You know, he was consistent the whole night through. He had, I think, the greatest moments of inspiration for sure. Mm. And it's funny because, you know, Rubio's track tonight was very similar to the track that he's basically been pursuing as a candidate. He was low-key, but he seized moments, and he was acceptable to all. You know, there were others, you know, who clearly fed off Rubio's answers, others who cited Rubio's answers as, you know, kind of positive. I think he kept his head down and was not caught in the crosshairs of Donald Trump's fight or Rand Paul and Chris Christie's fight. He kind of stayed the course and really did a very nice job seizing moments. I think he was the most decisive winner out of tonight. But look, I think if you're Chris Christie, I think if you're John Kasich, you know, you also could point to some really good moments, definitely some points scored. Scott Walker maybe too. Jeb Bush was a little more, I think, flat, but, you know, delivered some important moments, again for himself. But those are the guys who I think kind of put at least some points on the board, enough for their supporters to claim some level of momentum coming out of tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Last thing, I thought the fiery moment was Christie and Paul clashing over terrorism, really the whole Warren thing and Bill of Rights is what, you know, Rand Paul was yelling about. But I think Christie got the better of him at the end of that. What do you think?
Consistent again with my feelings on this, Kate. You know what? Even if you, on an ideological kind of argument, so they both made their points. I think the fact that Rand Paul's body language is eye-rolling when Christie was citing how he had spent time hugging the victims of 9/11, the victims' families, I think, you know, just kind of really showed the fact that Rand Paul had a lot of bad moments. And in fact, there was a very funny moment when just Donald Trump kind of looked at him and said, "You're having a tough night. I know." It really was one of those things that just kind of crystallized the idea that if anyone left here as a being viewed as a loser of this debate, it probably was Senator Rand Paul.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Tony Fegg, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We appreciate it, man.
Okay, my pleasure. Have a good evening.
You too. All right, right there, he's there, and there's still some people milling about as it's really wrapped up, obviously. But some big moments, I think, in the debate was the one I pointed out, the Christie Paul thing. Trump called on the carpet again. He goes after Megyn Kelly. Don't know that that's going to play so well. I thought that Mike Huckabee was pretty steady, too, in his delivery and what he talked about. Who do you think won this debate? Maybe you don't think it was Marco Rubio. And what do you think the big moment was? You can throw in your two cents. Is there anybody you would vote for right now for president based on what you just saw in that debate? You can send it to me, americatonight.net, or dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Mr. Trump, one of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. However, that is not without its downsides, in particular when it comes to women. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account?
Only Rosie several... O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter account?
Thank you.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. This country is in big trouble. We don't win anymore. We lose to China. We lose to Mexico, both in trade and at the border. We lose to everybody. And frankly, what I say, and oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time, what I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that. But you know what? We need strength, we need energy, we need quickness, and we need brain in this country to turn it around. That I can tell you right now.
All right, that's one of the big moments we were just talking about with Tony Fayeg about the fact that Trump certainly didn't... for himself with the whole Megyn Kelly thing. And I don't know that that necessarily takes points away from him for people who feel really strongly about Trump. I think the bigger thing is what I mentioned, the fact that he wouldn't say that, look, if I'm not the nominee, then I will help whoever the Republican candidate is. I won't run. I won't be running on it under another label, let's call it that. But clearly he, and that this is what the thought is, that he'll split up votes if that were to happen. He carries this all the way through, and then that hands the election to Hillary Clinton unless somebody else on the Democratic side gets the nomination and it's not Clinton. And, you know, it was interesting some of the ways he kind of danced around some of the questions. And I don't think he did himself any favors in how he played it out. The first, probably the first, it's maybe the first whole hour, Trump was okay, but there were those moments that didn't make him look so great. And he definitely didn't have, it's, he didn't seem as smooth as he normally is, which is what I thought would happen, because he's the king of the one-liner, and he's usually dropping his platitudes or how he feels about something. He's not being questioned on it, and I think that's the big, that was the big hole for him, because he's not a debater. He hasn't been in that situation of debating. I'll say it again. I think Rubio wins this thing if he wanted to tag a winner. There were a couple of people that did well, but I would say Rubio did. He talked about, when he talked about illegal immigration, he said, we never talk about, and I say this all the time on the show, how many times do we talk about this? We never talk about the people who've spent every penny they have with a lawyer lobbying, trying to get them in the country. They desperately want to come to America, and they've been waiting for a decade, or waiting however long they've been waiting. And because of our system, they just get pushed further and further down the line. And Rubio talked about that. He talked about his family, the humble beginnings, how he just paid back an astronomical student loan that he can completely relate to the middle class, because he grew up that way. He grew up less than that. And it was, I thought it was pretty interesting. He had some really high moments in this debate. And Mike Huckabee made a great point when he talked about the military not being a social experiment, that the military, they're supposed to kill things. That's what you do in the military. That why would we have a military where we're expecting them to coddle and negotiate? That's not the idea of what the military does. And I thought, wow, that's a great point. Because that's not what the military is supposed to do. So I would say Huckabee, Rubio, I would probably put Chris Christie on that list. Cruz would be on that list of just people who held, from a debate perspective, they held their own on the floor, I think. And the best closing statement was Ben Carson, who clearly he wasn't comfortable in the whole debate thing, just because he's kind of methodical and didn't have the glib answers pretty much all the way through until the end, when he summed it up and had a funny moment or two. And, you know, what does it all matter? It matters because then we'll have a couple more debates, and who's the Republican nominee going to be versus who is going to be the Democratic nominee, which I think, hands down, unless somehow they get Hillary on this whole Benghazi email thing on October 22nd, you know, she's got to appear before Congress, what's that going to be like? If there is, in fact, the FBI, if it really truly is a criminal investigation and they can tie her directly to it, where there's not some underling or some misunderstanding, which I totally believe that's how that'll come out. But if for some reason it doesn't come out that way, then that really, really changes the game. And then there's the Biden effect. What happens if Joe Biden jumps in, and what's he going to be like as a candidate again, but this time running against Hillary Clinton because of some of the things that have happened in the Clinton camp? Is it really, really possible that he would rise to the top and just nudge her out? Can you imagine? But this debate was about the Republicans. It was about the Republicans in the early show and the Republicans in the later show. Clearly, Carly Fiorina did really, really exceptionally well. So maybe she jumps up, as we were just talking about. And if she doesn't jump up, she may put herself more in a position where she could be picked for something else should a Republican get in. There's been conversations about her being a vice president on a ticket. I mean, who knows? But the first debate was interesting because you had Rick Perry there. You had Rick Santorum. Again, you had Bobby Jindal. You had all those that didn't make it into the prime time debate. They didn't make it into the prime time debate. As for the ones that did well, I've already mentioned them. I even think the Ohio governor, John Kasich, he makes you want to like him. He's not somebody I would vote for president or think that he would get the nomination. And that's also because he straddles the line of conservative light for some people, for sure. But he didn't come out nasty, or he just sort of came out as he speaks, as he is. I think he was authentic. What you saw was what you got. And the conversation was about Iran, ISIL, the economy, immigration, President Obama's executive orders, Medicare, that kind of stuff. And it's pretty interesting down the line some of the answers that came out, some of the things that we saw from this, and how this plays into the next time around is more about how somebody does in the second debate and the third debate, because you're going to have a handful of them if you have at least six. So in looking at this, if you had to pick a presidential personality, I won't even call him a person, but just somebody who you would vote for president, who would it be? Would it be any of these people that were on the stage? Would it be Donald Trump? Maybe you think it still is Donald Trump. Would it be Mike Huckabee or Ron Paul or Carson or Christie? Although I think you'd find it hard to drum up enough people that would pick Christie out of the pack. Might like him, but I can't imagine in any world that Chris Christie right now would get the nomination. A couple years ago when he was making huge headlines, it seemed like constantly, perhaps. But not these days, not with the people who are in this pack. And you know, they keep talking about Jeb Bush, and Jeb Bush comes in second to Donald Trump in the polls for what that's worth. But Jeb Bush, to me, seems like he always seems, he didn't seem comfortable in answering some of the questions. He didn't seem necessarily like he wanted to be there, but he's being pushed by so much in the Republican camp. Even some of the dicey questions he had to answer, I thought he handled them well, but he didn't stand out in any way. All right, you might disagree. You might want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Stay with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Senator Paul, right there next to you, said a few months ago he agrees with you on a number of issues, but he says you do nothing to grow the party. He says you feed red meat to the base, but you don't reach out to minorities. You have a toxic relationship with GOP leaders in Congress. You even called the Republican Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, a liar recently. How can you win in 2016 when you're such a divisive figure?
Chris, I believe the American people are looking for someone to speak the truth. If you're looking for someone to go to Washington, to go along, to get along, to agree with the career politicians in both parties who get in bed with the lobbyists and special interests, then I ain't your guy. There is a reason that we have $18 trillion in debt. Because as conservatives, as Republicans, we keep winning elections. We got a Republican House, we got a Republican Senate, and we don't have leaders who honor their commitments. I will always tell the truth and do what I said I would do.
Yeah, how about that? That was a big moment for Cruz making his point, saying, I'm not your guy, not being afraid to take that out. And that is one thing about Cruz, whether you can't stand him or you think he's fabulous, there is no in-between with Cruz. There just isn't. There is no in-between. Think of the filibuster. Think of his relationship with Mitch McConnell. And there he says that he feels as though the Republicans who are getting elected don't follow with what they promise when they're campaigning. What I thought was interesting about this debate as we move along here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, I'm sure some of you were watching, that there really weren't too many heated exchanges. The biggest one was Christie and Paul, who went after each other over surveillance. That was it. That was the bigger heated moment. Then there was a few of those little Trump bubble-ups. But other than that, and there was another Rand Paul moment, but other than that, there wasn't really too much of that. I thought the funniest line of the whole thing, and there were some funny moments. You know, humor, it's even in politics, humor to me is the great uniter, no matter what you're doing in life. And the Ben Carson, who is so soft-spoken and did not stand out, did not, you know, have some fiery retort back when he was asked questions. He, at the end, I said this already, but at the end, when he summed up the reason why he wants to be president, basically, or why you should vote for him, he said, "I'm the only one to separate Siamese twins, the only one to operate on babies while they're still in their mother's womb, the only one to take out half of a brain, although you would think if you go to Washington that someone had beat me to it," which was a great line. And you could tell everybody in the auditorium, or at the center, LeBron James's house, you know, laughed hysterically at that. He said, "I'm very hopeful that I'm the only one who's willing to pick up the baton of freedom, because freedom is not free, and we have to fight for it every day. Every one of us must fight for it, because we're fighting for our children and the next generation." It was perfect. He summed it up, and he really, really nailed that. And he redeemed himself, in a sense, if I were breaking this down, again, debate-wise, because he didn't score really high along the way, didn't make great points, that kind of stuff. He certainly did at the end. He probably was the best at the end. He was probably the best at the end. And he definitely has fans. There's definitely people that like Carson, but in trying to become president, it's a whole different ball game. And while he has fans, he's at the tail end of the group, which right now doesn't make him the guy that would get the nomination, barring something else that were to happen. If something pushed him somehow out in some way, then I could be wrong. There was always that turning moment in the campaign. Something else is discovered. Something else happens. And that could change the momentum for him, let's put it that way. All right, again, who did you think won the debate? What did you see? What were some impressions from it? You heard me talk about some of the moments. Do you agree? 855-266-5283. Don't be shy to punch in those digits. I don't know this audience to be shy. Or send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Tomas in Michigan gets the first crack at this. Tomas, what did you think?
I'm going to try and not be shy, Kate. But, I think that on a national scale, Rand Paul did the best, because when he, in his closing arguments, said, "I'm not your normal Republican," something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed that, you know, he took on the old fat boy, tough boy, Jersey boy, you know, Christie. And he stood toe to toe with him, did not back down, used facts, you know. And the Democrats, the young Democratic voters out there, they saw that. And they said, "Wow, this guy's like a young Bernie Sanders." I mean, to them, you know. I mean, I think he made inroads, very important inroads. And I think in the national polls, when they go head to head, like Hillary versus, you know, this guy, Hillary versus that guy, you're going to see Rand Paul just jump up. I think that he didn't lose his cool too much. He stayed there toe to toe, but he didn't, you know, start yelling or anything like that. I think he did great. I think Cruz went up a little bit. Trump went down some, you know, because he's you know, just doing this little frowning thing. Looks like he's constipated and sitting on the toilet. But I agree with him. You know, if it wasn't for him, you know, no one will be even touching the immigration issue at all. Just we need
right.
to fix the immigration rules. You know, the
yep.
same old
yeah, he made a good point. You're right. He's yep, yep, absolutely.
And Rubio, you know, he has that little puppy love kind of style. You know, he is like,
yeah,
you know, and I think that's going to limit him. He speaks very well from the podium. Let me see. Who's the other guy? You know, Cruz, Christie, Paul, and Trump, really. You know, Walker kind of I think he lost, you know, a little
bit of
momentum there. I mean, he's,
yep.
you know, a smart guy, but, you know, people are looking for leadership, visual as well as verbal. And so I think that Paul is going to do real good, not in the polls among Republicans because, you know, he's still a little weak on Israel. So I think he's right on. But I'm not a lot of people don't agree. You know, I think you should cut that aid, and Israel would take care of their business quick.
Yeah, because they'd have to. Yeah,
they'd have to. They don't have no. They're just okay. In 1 week, y'all are friends with us, or you die. That's because we don't have any.
That's
have
it.
Any
yeah.
anymore. You know, we don't have
exactly.
So
either or.
Yeah, you know, but I think you're going to see in MSNBC and all these people. They're going to say, hey, look, Rand Paul. Hey, look, you know, because they don't like Hillary. You know, nobody likes Hillary except the women who are out there going, I'm going to die soon and I want a woman president. The blacks got theirs. I want mine.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, they're saying that.
My mom was like that. You know, she's in her 90s. She said, I don't care.
Right. I want a woman.
Yeah, you know, they can screw up just like the men can screw up. Come on.
Right.
You know? So I understand that, you know. I mean, if I would have been black, who knows? I probably would have voted for, you know, Obama too, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, I got a little black kid there, my son, and, you know, he's asking me, can I be president? And I wouldn't have to lie to him anymore, you know. But getting back to reality, let's see, you know, in my humble opinion, you know, Rand Paul gets a little traction with the other side of the spectrum, because, you know, it's not just Republicans who are going to go elect the president, you know.
No, independents.
Yeah. And with independents, I don't think anybody's touching Rand Paul. I think Rand, you know what, Kate? People today, you know what their God is? Social media.
Yeah.
They spend more time on the cell phone, on Facebook, and on Twitter than
yep.
doing anything. Even their job, they spend more time on that. And you know what Rand Paul's doing? He's saying, I'm going to protect that. I'm going to protect that from the NSA, you know, and I'm going to, you know, that's subliminal, but that's what people are feeling. They say, hey, you know, I'm always, you know, texting and emailing, and I don't want them thinking I'm a terrorist just because, you know, I disagree here or I agree here, you know. So I think that, I think Rand Paul did very, very well. Might not come out in the news tomorrow, but in the one-to-one polling against Hillary, let's see what happens. You have a
yeah,
night,
interesting.
Kate.
Interesting. Tomas, interesting points. Thank you. So Tomas is saying, I do agree with that. I don't agree that I wouldn't have put Rand Paul in the top four, but I do agree that Rand Paul, because he did say that, I'm not the regular Republican. I'm not your usual Republican. He's saying I'm a libertarian, and he's talking about civil liberties and the Bill of Rights and all of that, that millennials, especially younger voters, he could really hook on to them and perhaps some independents, like Tomas says. All right, we're going to continue the debate conversation plus mix in the mailbag next.
855-266-5283. Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Serious investors or traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Kate Delaney, ATN, of course, watching the debate and picking apart who were the winners, who dominated, who didn't do quite as well. Donald Trump, you know, it's funny. I didn't think Donald Trump did. He did, you know, he was kind of flat. He just flatlined. But I was just reading something from somebody else's perspective where they said he dominated. I was like, what? Dominated? How did he dominate? He was himself, I suppose. But he might be a television personality, but I don't think that he pushed himself out as this great candidate that would make a great president. I mean, there were certainly high expectations for him, just like Jeb Bush, who absolutely did not look comfortable. He was okay, but he didn't look comfortable. He doesn't look comfortable to me, and he didn't look comfortable in this debate. Chris Christie was the normal Chris Christie, who's very passionate about what he's going to do to fix what's wrong in this country. And I think Marco Rubio did way better than expected. Scott Walker didn't do too much. He's just kind of an acceptable-ish guy. Ted Cruz was very consistent. The whole conservative label thing, he, if he wanted to score points... with the Christian right. He certainly did that, and he emphasizes that, and that's who he is. So he was, like I said before, who he is. Mike Huckabee seemed comfortable, knows the issues, has done this before, and he knows how to be a candidate. But does he really have enough in the tank to win the nomination? Because it's all about getting that nomination. It's who's going to be the Republican nominee, the presumptive nominee, whether people like it or not, is really Jeb Bush. But if he continues, I think, to flatline, how is he the nominee? How is Jeb Bush the nominee? How would you feel if Jeb Bush was who emerged as the Republican Party's candidate against whatever Democrat, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, or some other surprise? Would that be okay with you? Which was why the curveball in the question to Trump was interesting, because Trump has just had all this momentum, and there are people that will absolutely still want to vote for Donald Trump. And if he were to go third party, how much would that freeze out the Republicans? That is still an intriguing question, absolutely, to look at. All right, on that note, a lot of you responded. Let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo!
Thanks, Angie. This one is from Angie, who says, Kate, I couldn't wait to let my fingers do the talking and send you this email. I'm in the middle of watching the debate, and I have to say, Donald Trump is brutal. I kind of like some of the things that he was saying leading up to the debate, but I don't think he'd make necessarily a great president. He seems almost as though he could care less about the issues he's not involved in, and he's a little snarky to Megyn Kelly. You can't be presidential and be that kind of snarky, even if it is authentic. So I say Donald Trump lost me. I think there may be more people like you that feel the same way. Here's one from Bob in Illinois. I know he's from Illinois because he says Bob in Illinois. Bob here. Hey, America Tonight. Hi, Kate. Watching the debate, I really like the class act that Ben Carson is. He just is not vivacious enough to get my vote to be president, because he doesn't seem to me like he has the ultimate leadership quality. You asked the other night, what is it you want to see in a president? And it was interesting. I agree with what you said. Authenticity is big, but leadership has to be in that mix. And I just don't feel he might be a leader as there was as a surgeon, but I don't see him as that guy in the Oval Office. I think Marco Rubio did extremely well. I wasn't even really thinking about him, so it was interesting to watch him debate. Huckabee was pretty decent, too. I'm not sure who gets my vote right now, but it has made it much more interesting. This one from Rudy. Kate, what a debate. It was kind of interesting, and maybe because there was so much hype heading into it, I thought I knew who I was going to vote for. Now, I'm not necessarily quite as sure. I watched the debate before the primetime debate, and I have to say, even though it's easy to jump on this bandwagon, because I'm certain a lot of people will be talking about her, but Carly Fiorina came out of nowhere and pretty much held her own, had some interesting things to say, and I think pushes herself into the next batch. And it'd be fun to watch her on a primetime debate go up against some of the other candidates who we saw a little bit later. But I think she can hold her own. This one from Paul. Wow. Interesting what was said about immigration. I think that Marco Rubio made a great point about all the people who legally want to come to the United States, spend every cent they have, and yet they're still in line. And geez, if they just came across illegally, then they'd be here and they could suffer whatever penalty that was about. But instead, they keep getting denied. Somehow we keep forgetting that. Okay, here's one from Thomas. Another Floridian. I love it when they call you, but I'm from Arcadia. I've heard you mention the station before, WFLN, and I got a big chuckle when you said last year you spent some time in Florida and you went to Arcadia and loved the antiquing. We do have some awesome antiques in our cool little town. This little town is probably split in a lot of different directions because whenever we talk about politics, almost all of my friends are picking somebody else. I was for Jeb Bush. Now, I'm not so sure. He seems, as you have said many times, Kate, a little disinterested or something. He just doesn't seem comfortable. I would have to say Cruz, Rubio, or Huckabee. It's probably right now today between the three of them as to who I would vote for. And I would hope that one of them would get the nomination unless something drastically changes, which, as you know, is always possible. Yeah, it is always possible in politics, whichever the way the wind blows in this particular day. Okay, let's take this one from Ralph. Boy, everybody was hitting me up right before even the debates wrapped up. I'm at the tail end of these debates, and I have to say, I think Megyn Kelly actually did pretty well in the whole questioning thing, but I really believe Donald Trump is still the story. He wasn't so great. He wasn't the Donald Trump that we're used to seeing. And the questions that he was asked, he didn't like necessarily and took kind of a chunk out of Megyn Kelly, which I thought was stupid. But I would say he didn't do anything to get me fired up. And I think when you hear a debate, you want to be fired up about the person you think should be elected, and I'm not so sure. I'm kind of confused as to who I would vote for now based on what I saw in the debate. I want to see the next one. It makes me anxious to see who, whatever happens the next time around. Okay, let's get one more in quickly. Seymour. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a very long time. I have been listening. I've been downloading from the GCM website because my hours are all over the map. Cleveland, Ohio really wins this debate because so many eyes were on Cleveland and the arena was completely full. If I had to pick a person, I suppose I would pick Marco Rubio. I like some of the points he made and he seemed a little bit more presidential than some of the other people on the stage to me. He wasn't necessarily somebody that I would have said before, but I wouldn't have ruled him out. He would have been in my top five heading into the debate. So I was pleasantly surprised at the way he came out after the debate. Yeah, Rubio would be on that shortlist, I think, by anyone's standards. Trump is still the story. Trump not doing very much to help himself. And also Jeb Bush. After the debate, every analysis I saw, hardly anyone was even talking about Jeb Bush. That means you're kind of irrelevant, right? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.